Hi, this is Jimmy McRae here from Lanark in sunny Scotland.
We're talking about sport here at Ignition in Glasgow. It's all about motor cars. What about your career in the rallying side or the racing? What age did you start and why did you start rallying?
Well, I was late in starting rallying. I was 30 years old before I even sat in a rally car. I was in bikes, motocross bikes before that. And it was just through a friend of mine started rallying and wanted me to co-drive for him. And I went out one night when he was testing his car and I said, I won't be co-drive for anybody. If I ever do rallying, I'll be driving myself. And it started from there. That was 1974. It was a good career. I started with the normal Ford Cortina and then a Ford Escort. Then I wanted to rally something different to be noticed, so I chose Vauxhall with a Vauxhall Magnum, a Group 1 car at that time, which was a standard road car. You know, within a year and a half after driving that car, I had a paid drive from SMT and Dealer Team Vauxhall. It went from there, and I've won the British Championship 5 times, been runner-up in the European Championship. I've won rallies in France, Belgium, Greece, all over, basically. And, you know, my career has gone from strength to strength, and I have had 2 sons after that. Colin was world champion, Alistair was world champion and British champion, then Alistair was British champion. So rallying's been good to the McRae name.
A competition within the family, I suppose. You jumped from the Escorts and that, the old cars, which I loved, to more up-to-date modern cars. What was the best time in your career in rallying?
Oh, definitely the 80s, you know, when, you know, here in the Ignition Festival here in Glasgow, we've got all the ex-world champions, Marco Allen, Ari Vatanen, Mickey Biasi on, Timo Salonen, and all these guys used to come and do the British Championship, and that's when the British Championship was as good as the World Championship, and I've managed to beat I've beaten all of them when they've been here. It's a special weekend this as well to see them all again. We're all getting a bit older, but we're still about.
That's the best part. Was there ever a worse time for you in the World Rally?
Obviously, the worst time for me in World Rallying was, you can't say worst times. There were bad times where, you know, you could have been winning a rally or winning a championship, then something went wrong. I mean, in 86, we could have won the British Championship again, but a cam belt broke in, I think, the third last stage in the MG Metro. That was a real letdown because we had led the championship and we were just really driving to the finish to get to the end and would have won it, and that happened. So things like that do happen. You know, you have the occasional accident now and again. It's like, whoa, we were lucky there. But now we still keep at it.
Out of all the cars that you've been used in rallying, which one was the best one for you?
They've all got a different era. You know, I would say of the two-wheel drive cars, the last of the Opel Manta was probably one of the best two-wheel drive cars I've driven. Then second to that in two-wheel drive would be the Sierra Cosworth. But the year that I really loved best was the Metro 6R4. That was 1986. That was the one that broke the cam belt, unfortunately. That was the old days, the 400 horsepower and four-wheel drive, and it was a year that I'm glad I didn't miss.
When was the last time you got in the car and done rallying?
I was in Belgium the beginning of this year. I still do a bit of the historic scene. I was in Belgium. I'm going to Belgium again at the end of the year, September, to drive an electric car rallying. I'm going to Ireland 2 weeks' time to do the Ulster Rally with a Vauxhall Magnum. So still doing it.
Something to look forward to. How old are you?
I'm 73 now. Still enjoy my rallying, and provided I'm still reasonably competitive, we can still win our class in the historic scene. I suppose when I don't become that competitive, then I'll probably pack it in. But at the moment, I still enjoy it.
What buzz do you get out of it? Getting in that car behind the wheel, a good engine behind the car or in the car, and then taking off. What buzz do you get?
The buzz in rallying is, you know, to get from the start of the stage to the end of the stage quicker than the next guy or quicker than the guy in the same class as you. So if you the buzz is there when you win that stage or when you win the rally.
Throughout your career in rallying, who has inspired you the most?
I suppose my son Colin, because he went on to be world champion. He was a bit special. But other people before that, probably Marco Allen and Ari Vatten and the people that are here. Ari was a bit of a legend when I started rallying. You know, the different guys of the different eras. You know, there's nobody. Colin would be the one, obviously, because he was the son and won the World Championship.
We're here at Ignition in Glasgow. Friday afternoon, it's on here all the weekend. Are you going to be on track?
Yes, I'm doing this at the opening thing with Subaru and Preta, then doing another run in the afternoon, doing two runs each day for the 3 days.
You won't be going that fast, will you?
We're going fast enough to give the people a wee bit of a thrill.
You've seen the track. Roughly how fast would you be going?
Down the back straight, you'll be getting close to 100 mile an hour going down the back straight.
What?
Yep.
It's a short track.
Aye, but these cars are quick.
Anyway, good luck in the future with your rallying, and it's great to speak to you here at Ignition this morning.
Okay, it's not a problem. Cheers, all the best.